Welcome to Inspire and Move, the show that inspires you to create, connect, and grow. I'm going to bring you meaningful conversations, aha moments, and all the motivation you need to up-level every part of your life. I'm Allie Arruda, founder of Inspire and Move, and your personal hype girl. I've gone from fashion school to celebrity stylist to corporate marketing to brick-and-mortar entrepreneurship with my husband, each time learning incredible lessons how to pivot, reimagine, and implement the steps to become successful. I am passionate about inspiring others to live their best life, a life of joy. We have the power to design a life that we love because life is too short not to. The best part is that you weren't meant to do this alone. If you feel like you were meant for more, let me ride shotgun with you, and together, let's get you to where you want to go. Hello, you guys. Welcome back to the show. I hope you are having the best day so far. And the time of recording this has been a few hours after the solar eclipse. I don't know where you guys might have found yourselves during that really, really spectacular moment, but it was a really neat thing to infuse into my day. So I thought I would just give it a little shout out, you know, a little solar eclipse shout out here on the podcast before we dive into today's episode. And today's episode is a little quickie. It was something that kind of came to me when I was walking home from our gym, Benchmark Fitness, coming home for a few hours to work. And then once I finish this episode, I'm going to walk back to Benchmark and get ready to teach our stretch and recovery class that I host every other Monday. But that is not what we're talking about. What we are talking about is a simple reframe that could just very well change your life. And this is something that, I thought of when I was walking home and thought, you know, this is going to be such a great little episode because it's something that I really use and practice on a daily, weekly basis. I think this is actually something that is relatively new for me just over the last few months. Probably, you know, just a continuation of a deeper personal development journey, mindset journey, and the work that I'm continuously doing to better myself as a business owner, as a leader, as a wife, as a daughter, as a friend, all of these things. And this reframe is something with just the quickest and most simple words, I get to. And when we can use this reframe, I get to, just watch how it's going to change your life. And I wanted to give a few personal examples just to kind of help paint the picture for this because, you know, we live in a really crazy world. You know, there are amazing things happening. There are unfortunate things happening in the world. There are things happening all the time. But there's so much growth and just the way things that evolve. And I think it is very easy for us to get caught up in everything that's changing and, you know, especially when bad things happen to us or frustrating things. And some bad things could be like, I got a parking ticket or, you know, bad things there are catastrophic bad things. And then there are just inconvenient things. And sometimes I've heard some great insights from some of the leaders that I know and love and consume their podcast shows or their books, but even having that kind of scale of, you know, 1 to 10. And I use that scale actually a lot when I'm training my clients in the gym of, okay, 1 was really easy, 10 was really hard. How did this exercise or this weight rate on that 1 to 10 scale? And I think if we can even use that in our daily lives to kind of understand what are big problems and little problems, that is also a powerful tool to keep in our little tool belts. But also being able to use this reframe of I get to is going to move the needle for you in so many different areas of your life. And a few examples that I wanted to share is something as simple as I get to work out. And I've thought this when I've been running on the treadmill and I love doing hard HIIT workouts on the treadmill with weights and tread boot camp. I like to teach them for some of my clients and I like to do them myself. But I would be lying to you if I said that they weren't hard. You know, running at a 9% incline at a generous speed is not easy, not necessarily enjoyable, but I get to do that. I have two legs that work just like a charm and I get to run at a 9% incline. And yes, this is literally a real life example. I told myself this 2 Saturdays ago during my tread boot camp that I get to do this. This isn't going to last long. This is 45 seconds and I get to do this. And I think, you know, working out for me is on my joy list. That is really, really important for me, for my mental health, my physical health, and my emotional health.
Stop right there. I need to tell you about one of my favorite activewear brands, Alala. Alala is an athleisure brand that I absolutely love. Not only do they have some of the best activewear, but I'm kind of obsessed with how I can wear their pieces to dinners, meetings. I've actually worn them to masterminds and on the weekends. Everything that they design is sophisticated, but also really comfortable. I always feel so chic and vibrant when I wear Alala. Plus, they're also minority female founded and have an all female team, which I think is really cool. So I called up my friend Denise, the founder, and got you guys a 20% off code. Use code INSPIREANDMOVE on alalastyle.com. That's INSPIRE, INSPIREANDMOVE, INSPIRE AND MOVE on alalastyle.com for 20% off. Happy shopping.
But I understand and respect that not everybody has that relationship with exercise, with the gym community. I love it. But for others, they might not, but they still get to go to the gym. They get to work out. And that could be, you know, you could break that down that they get to pay for a gym membership because they have the means to pay for the gym membership and they are physically capable of getting to go to the gym and push weights, pull weights, use all parts of their body to exercise, and that we get to do that. And I think that that is something that we can just keep in our pocket for those workouts that you show up for and you're like, oh, I'm so not feeling this today. Or maybe you have an appointment with your trainer and you're not feeling it. We see that at the gym. We're human. You're human. Of course, that's normal. But even just being able to flip that switch and recognize that you get to have this appointment with your trainer. You get to exercise for an hour. This is this beautiful thing that you get to do. I also use it, or I've found myself being guilty of saying to Matt, you know, oh, I have to walk the dogs. I get to walk the dogs. I have three beautiful dogs that have a beautiful life and I love making them happy and they make me happy and I get to walk them. I get to, you know, now we're welcoming sunshine and some warmer temperatures here in Ontario, which is such a joy. So grateful for that. But I have these dogs and I get to walk them. I get to go out and soak up some vitamin D. I get to move my body. I get to listen to a really great audiobook or podcast from some of my favorite podcast hosts. I get that. And you've probably heard me talk about this on the podcast before about, you know, where you can sprinkle joy into your day. And something like a dog walk, yes, it is on our task list if you're a dog owner. But if you can sprinkle a little bit more joy, and maybe that's carrying a bag of treats and having your dog look up at you with this big smile because they're really happy and grateful that they're on this dog walk with their dog mom and dog dad or as a family, and they're so happy and grateful to have this experience with you. Or maybe it is treating yourself to an audiobook and, you know, getting your Audible credits and downloading a new book and diving into that and knowing that, okay, when I walk my dog, I'm going to listen to this book. And just sprinkling in a little bit more joy and coming back to that reframe that you get to go out and get fresh air, have this time with your dog or dogs, and you get to move your body. Something even, another one that I think of, and again, I'm going to give you just a few examples, but a third one for me personally is laundry. Like, you know, that's not always a sexy thing to do. But I get to do laundry. I have a beautiful home. I have a washer and a dryer that are two different units and they work great. And I get to have the convenience of doing laundry in my own home. And I'm not even sure if I've really shared this much on the podcast, but last May, we're actually coming up to almost a year anniversary since this experience, but my mom and I went on a humanitarian trip, a service trip with the USANA True Health Foundation, and it was life-changing. And I've actually said to Matt many, many times that the impact of that trip and that experience has just increased 10x since being there. You know, it was a bit of a culture shock being there and, you know, trying to be present, but adapt to like, oh, this is such a different routine. This is not what I'm used to eating. And it was a very quick shower things because I live such a privileged life here where I am. But all of these months, like nearly 12 months later, the impact of this service trip has affected me so greatly and so positively that things like laundry, I have a lot of gratitude for that. I get to do this in my home. I have a load of towels for the gym in right now And here I am on the other side of the wall recording a podcast for all of you. And I get to do laundry. I get to have clean sheets every week. I get to have clean towels. And again, this is a very small thing, and your laundry is not super sexy, but I get to do laundry. And I think having that reframe about, you know, we get to work out, we get to walk our dogs, we get to do laundry, groceries. I mean, you guys, you can literally use this reframe of I get to in so many different areas. It could be social plans or family dinners or coffee dates that, you know, if you are busy, sometimes it could feel maybe more of like a task versus something that you really look forward to, but you get to. And if you are someone who's maybe experienced tragedy, trauma, loss, again, if you've followed me on Instagram or been listening to the show for a while, I have. I've lost my brother. I've lost my dad. And I wish that I even had this perspective years ago, especially with my dad, because that one is much more fresh. But I get to. These are just simple, simple words that can have a profound effect on how you live your life and the mindset that you have and that you keep. This can just have the most incredible impact. And again, I wanted to keep this short and sweet today because I think this is a really powerful perspective and reframe that can absolutely change your life, that you get to. And, you know, these things are nuggets that I have learned as a result of practicing what I preach and, you know, getting into rooms, doing personal development. It is just so amazing to see how that unfolds into so many different areas. And I know Matt and I talked about this on our last episode together, that we are putting together a room in May in Ontario Wine Country. It's Friday, May 10th in beautiful wine country in Ontario. And we are going to be diving into your big goals and your dreams and your businesses. And so much of that is mindset. What is the mindset that we sit in? The things that we get to do, that we get to decide, and we get to do this. We get to curate this room, and we get to welcome people that are hungry to learn and grow and move the needle on their business. And I am so excited. We are so excited. The details will all be in the show notes, but I just felt like I had to, of course, share that with you all. And we have a few spots left. My goodness, we would love, love, love to see you there and be a part of your journey. I would love to have someone like you who's listening get to be there because you get to make that decision of how you want to move the needle forward in your business. So a little takeaway for today is, where can you apply this powerful reframe that you get to do X, Y, or Z? That, you know, maybe you're listening to this in the morning and you haven't done a workout yet. You haven't walked your dog yet, but you get to work out. You get to move your body. You get to soak up some sunshine, you get to listen to a podcast, you get to walk your dog, and you get to be able to be in a warm bed with clean sheets at the end of the day. Perhaps you're sleeping next to someone that you love and really care about, and that you get to wake up and do it all again the next day. So I'm sending you so much love and gratitude. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to and supporting the Inspire and Move podcast. And until next time, see you soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you love this episode, it would mean the world to me if you took 30 seconds and shared this on social media, send it to a friend, or leave a 5-star review. There is power in community, and I am so grateful to have you part of mine.